1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Pat Barrett. Pat, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, will you first of all explain or describe as best you can this billboard? I've seen it all over Dublin. You say there's a massive version of it, the length of a double-decker bus in Dalkey. Just describe the image.
The image is basically the iconic image that most Dubliners will kind of know. It's the Jim Larkin statue, which is on O'Connell Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically photoshopped a hockey stick onto Jim Larkin's hands, the iconic holding the hands in the air, asking the people to rise, you know, that way. And it's, to be honest, Joe, it just really annoyed me. I initially saw it on Facebook, and then it has a resonance with me because basically my mother's family basically.
Yeah, but what's the ad for, Pat?
The ad is for a Molson Canadian beer.
Beer, yes. Okay. Like, and the whole idea is to put the Canadian hockey stick in Jim Larkin's hand, embracing Canada, yeah, or whatever. And the beer is
exactly
called Canadian, and then there's a large image of a pint of beer beside beside the statue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with that? I presume they got permission from Jim Larkin's family or the sculptor or Dublin City Council to use the image and Photoshop in the hockey stick or whatever. What's the problem?
Well, yeah, you would have probably assumed that, you know, that way. But in terms of, even if they have got permission, John, to be honest, the man's what he stood for and like what he did for the people of Dublin, it has no relevance whatsoever to selling alcohol. You know, if Jim Larkin was a hood today, he wouldn't be standing on a corner street with hockey sticks selling alcohol.
And you say you live beside his family?
My mother did. My mother grew up in Fairview in Croydon Green, and she would have known the Larkins, Brian and Dennis Larkin. And my grandfather was interned in the Croydon camp. So there's always been photographs of that kind of period of history in Dublin in the family, you know, that way. And it just particularly irks me, you know, that way, when I saw it on Facebook. And
okay.
Then
just
I live in Dalkey and I saw the poster the other day, you know.
And just to be clear, the statue of Jim Larkin with his Canadian connection is the main image in the billboard.
Absolutely, the central image. So you can hear the train going by the background here. It's the central image on the poster. Exactly the central image on the poster. And the GPO is in the background and the tricolour is flowing over the GPO as well.
Okay. Historian and author Pádraig Yates is also on the line. 51551 is our text number. Pádraig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You were upset about this ad for a number of reasons. Why? And the use of the Jim Larkin image.
Yeah, I suppose it's a backhanded compliment, really, to the success of the Lockout Centenary last year, thanks in part to yourself and many other people. But with two reasons, really. One is that Jim Larkin was a teetotaler, and he was opposed to drink for the simple
so
reason that...
he's been used by this Coors to sell pints of lager, this teetotaler.
Yeah, okay. He was a teetotaler. And it's well known. I mean, he stamped out the practice of doctors being paid in pubs when he had to buy the foreman or the stevedore a drink in order to get their own wages. And the other reason is that the company concerned is not exactly worker-friendly. Done a little bit of research. You only became aware of this today, but it can't be categorical. It's a big company. It's owned by Coors, but there were two attempts to unionise the workforce last year, both defeated under the American system. In America, if you want to represent workers in a union, you have to go and seek the employer's permission. If he doesn't give it, you can then ballot the workforce. And there were two ballots, and they're both keenly contested by the company. The second time was only narrowly defeated, I understand, by no more than 20 votes. But they succeeded in blocking the union getting in. And I also understand that in their British subsidiary, they've imposed severe pay cuts on the workforce in the last year or so. So we're dealing with a company here that is not only exploiting Larkin's image to sell drink when he was a teetotaler, but that stands for everything he was opposed to.
Now, Pádraig, you've written a significant number of books, A City in Turmoil, The Lockout. And what is the story about using an image like that? Do you have to get permission?
Well, from my days wearing a journalist hat, my understanding of it is you can take any picture you like in a public space and you're entitled to use it for whatever purposes you like. So I don't know that there's actually any law that prevents people doing that. It's ironic in a way, though, that given that I think nearly every, if not every, brewery that operates in Ireland is unionised, they recognise unions, Guinness being the most prominent example. And it's ironic now that a foreign company comes in, which is anti-union, to sell beer and is exploiting the Jim Larkin image to do it. So it's going to offend an awful lot of people.
But maybe they're hoping, Pádraig, just to stick to my question there, well, surely you would need permission from either the sculptor, the Larkin family, or whoever commissioned the statue, which I think was Siptu. Surely you'd need permission from
its predecessor.
Yeah, surely you need permission from one of those groups, especially as you're using the statue for an intention which was not its original purpose. In other words, you're using the statue to sell drink. Surely you'd need to sell alcohol. Surely you'd need to get someone's permission, or is the ethics just out the window?
Well, I suspect ethics is out the window. It's something we'll certainly explore. As you say, it was commissioned. The sculptor's now dead, but it was commissioned by the Workers' Union of Ireland.
Oisin Kelly was the sculptor.
Oisin Kelly was
the
sculptor.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is, and that's why it's so popular and why it's become such an iconic image of Dublin. I think Dublin is certainly the only capital city in Europe, I think, that has a statue to a trade union leader slap bang in the middle. I suppose it's popular because it is such a striking image, which you'll pardon the expression. But we'll certainly explore that option and see if anything can be done. And certainly, you know, we'd urge people not to buy this drink if it's a choice for them to make. But given the company, as I say, it's a complete antithesis. It's an exploitation of somebody to sell something that he was strongly opposed to, and to do it in a way that denies workers decent pay and conditions.
OK, now Laura Lennox is on the line. Laura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Just move away from the radio here.
OK. You are the granddaughter of Joe Cashman.
I'm one of them, yes.
One of them, of course.
The eldest.
And your grandfather took the incredible photograph of Jim Larkin.
He did indeed.
That was used as the basis for this statue, and indeed...
Tell me about the statue. I missed the top of the programme.
Okay,
you're talking about the statue on O'Connell Street.
Yeah, the statue.
Yeah.
And the statue is being used in a drink ad. An ad for drink.
I only heard that from your researcher. I didn't hear that at all before. Don't like that.
And who owns the image of...
It's either RTE or Collins Barracks. I think it might be Collins Barracks. The museum, National Museum.
But they would have had to buy the collection.
I'm not sure that they bought them. I think they might have been donated to them.
Okay.
I know at the time he died, my father was the executor at the will, one of the executors, and he was a very sensible man. And rather than they go away while they're sitting in an attic, you know, I feel with some of these things that they're undervalued now, that people say, oh, that's that picture and that's it, you know. You see it on... That particular picture is on T-shirts and every damn thing you care to name, especially this year, last year, the lockout anniversary and all of that.
Well, let me ask Pádraig Gates. Say that, Laura. Pádraig Gates, who controlled the use of Larkin's image, for example, during the lockout?
Well, the picture, we had permission from RTE to use that famous image of Joe Cashman. As his granddaughter rightly says, it's also owned or copyright rests with the National Museum as well. So they're the two bodies that have the copyright.
Yeah.
And I'm sure neither of them were consulted by Mawson. But I think it comes back to the point, though, made before, that thousands of pictures are taken in O'Connell Street. And I don't know that you can copyright them on the basis that they include a statue or a particular brand name over a shop or whatever, because they're taken in a public space. It's certainly something we'll look into, and if at all possible, we would certainly use the law to stop Mawson doing this. But I suspect that it'll be down to the public to make a decision whether they want to drink a product produced by such a company or not.
Now, I see one note here from Linda Scales, who's a solicitor and copyright specialist. She says, you can, for example, she's talking about the spire, and you can take a photograph of the spire in O'Connor Street, create a postcard from it and sell the postcard. Well, I presume the same applies to the Jim Larkin statue. You may not, however, create miniature replicas of the spire for sale without infringing the copyright. But can you, and the question, I don't know, this is a kind of Q&A from a website. The question isn't asked. What happens if you take a photograph of the statue and then use it for commercial purposes, for an intention which is, you say, completely at variance, one, with Jim Larkin's lifestyle, who was, he was a teetotaler, and two, the company, you say, which does not, to say the least, encourage trade unions. It's a fascinating angle. I don't know, maybe Porrick and Pat, maybe Coors and the Slattery PR, who are the PR company, maybe they're over the moon that it's getting publicity.
It's going to hope that it doesn't get traction, Joey, you know, that way, because I think initially the conversation that I basically had out with people over the weekend was that it was just totally morally corrupt. So basically, like, there are ethics involved, but there's, like, you have to understand that, like, by all means, if you want to come in here and sell your lager, sell your lager, but please don't use, like, iconic images like that man to basically advertise it.
Yeah, but Pat, where have you been for the last 6 years? Ethics and Irish business?
Yeah.
Paddy Power? The banks? The banks? Anglo-Irish? The collapse of the economy?
Yeah, you need to think of the people who still care, Joe, you know?
I know. But anyway, we still can't manage to get the company who came up with this brilliant idea to actually come on.
It's the statue, not the photograph.
Yes,
the statue they're using. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Joe, can I just mention very quickly, the tapestry, the lockout tapestry,
course,
is actually just across the road from Jim Larkin at the moment in the GPO. So
fantastic.
If anyone wants to see it, they're very welcome to go along, and they can maybe do that as compensation for this atrocity against good taste.
Okay.
Yes,
thanks
very
indeed. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you
very much. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks,
Pat Barrett. Thanks, Barry Gates.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Kathy is Canadian. Kathy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. This advert by the beer is called Canadian Beer, isn't it?
It is. I can distinguish for you. Molson Canadian Beer was owned by the Molson Company for, I think over 200 years. Coors, whatever company controls that, bought them, I think, in the last 20 years.
Okay.
And so they control everything now. But again, in my text, I referred to the fact that I was, first of all, very offended for Irish people.
Okay, well, just in case people have only tuned in, the Jim Larkin, the new campaign for Canadian Beer features Jim Larkin in the guise of the Jim Larkin statue in O'Connor Street in Dublin. It's the main centrepiece of the billboard campaign. And in his outstretched arms, he hasn't got a pint of beer in each, so there is a pint of beer beside him. He has a Canadian hockey stick.
That's correct. And the other thing is,
what's that got to do with selling beer, by the way?
Well, I'll tell you what it has to do with selling beer, because Molson Canadian Beer was one of the key sponsors of what's known as, you have, I think, in Ireland, Saturday afternoon sport. This was known as Hockey Night in Canada, and every family tuned into their television, and the only two Canadian hockey teams at the time were the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens.
Mm-hmm.
And big iconic, as you know, and we're very big in hockey. I mentioned in my text we've won several Olympic medals. So that's what it has to do. But once Coors bought it, you see, I haven't been following the hockey on Saturday night as often, but it is associated specifically with the Montreal Canadiens and Canadian hockey.
And why do you think the use of the Jim Larkin statue in an ad to sell alcohol is offensive?
Well, I have heard, and I know he didn't drink, but first and foremost, it is a violation, I would suspect, in copyright law of that particular image and statue created by somebody else. Should it be promoting alcohol? We all know in every country there's an issue with alcohol abuse. And if you're associating that with an iconic figure, is Jim Larkin, you know, bless him, or anybody associated with him promoting drink, you know? Simple minds could interpret that.
But the reason they put the hockey stick in, they think he wouldn't have looked as impressive holding a maple leaf. It's they're taking the hockey stick as the symbol of Canada, isn't that it? to represent
Canada? Well, I think a lot of people would say yes, because people do not associate a hockey stick with Coors beer or America at all. You know, and so I found that offensive. It was a misrepresentation.
So the next, so the idea is Jim Larkin has taken up the Canadian image, this
well,
icon.
I wouldn't say so much that. I said whoever made the advertisement, the Coors people, weren't thinking it out in terms of you are offensive, you're probably violating, my suspicion is violating copyright law. But I think these other issues are other issues not necessarily relevant to that, but they are important. I think they're very important. But I get back to the image of you are violating the copyright of a particular statue, and whatever you're promoting wouldn't necessarily be associated with that particular individual. But as I say, these other images, I think there's a lot of issues mixed up in that whole billboard. I saw it, first of all, in Metro on Friday,
the magazine.
And I looked at it and I thought, geez, there's a lot wrong with this image, a lot. But first and foremost, the offense it has caused to anybody associated with the family. Millions of Irish who I know looked up to this very iconic figure. I went to see the lockout exhibit last week at the National Library, and, you know, what an important, significant historical incident, or I shouldn't say incident, but major sort of event in Irish life, you know.
And Cathy, are you living in Ireland or on holiday?
Sometimes I am. I have a very elderly mother who's very active, so I can't always be here. So I'm back and forth.
And is our attitudes to alcohol different in Canada than Ireland?
Oh, I think we've all had problems with it, and I think both countries are coming to terms. And I see a lot of very sensible advertising, certainly here and in Canada. And this is one of the other things I was quite taken with. You know, I was sort of taken aback by this particular image, because this isn't, to me, consistent with the kind of thing either I think the Irish drink industry or the Canadian drink industry is interested in promoting. If you know what I mean.
Okay. That's Cathy, who's in Ireland at the minute, and from Canada. Thanks indeed, Cathy. Philomena, the line. Philomena, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, love.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We're talking about the iconic statue, as you know, of Jim Larkin. The other iconic statue in Dublin city centre is that of Phil Lynott. Philomena, have you ever been approached, or would you allow Phil's image to be used to sell drink?
I would not. I have been approached here, there, but I would be totally against the use of my Philip statue being used for any personal gain, whether it be by any individual or a company, or any other statue for that matter. These statues were erected solely to commemorate the various citizens for their achievements in their lifetime, and are there to be admired by their fans and public, and not for people to make money out of them.
And that's what they're doing with it. Well, the beer company, Canadian Beer, you are using the Jim Larkin statue to that effect. But Philomena, in do you have any control over whether they could use it or not?
I'd sooner take it down than let somebody use it for that kind of thing.
But is it yours to take down? Do you follow me?
Well, actually, I have given it to the City of Dublin.
Well, you've given it, but you can't take it back.
No. Well, I would if somebody started using it for advertising. I'd go down in the middle of the night and I'd pull it over and I'd bring it up here and put it in my back garden.
And do you still go in and see it?
Oh, all the time.
And
I love going down there on a summer's day and watching. Actually, you won't believe this, I had a crowd of people come to my house yesterday. Ladies, they're over in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out and they were showing me all the pictures they had taken by Philip's statue. And that's a lovely thing. When I go down there, I sit in the little corner.
Yeah.
And one day I saw a crowd of girls. And they said, they looked at me and they hadn't a clue who I was. And they spoke French and they said, you take picture of us, please.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went out and these two girls, and they stood there. And all of a sudden I said, take your hand off my Philip's leg. And then a couple of other people told them I was Philip's mother, and they asked me would I stand with them to have their picture taken. And that kind of thing happens a lot. I went down there one day, and Johnny Logan was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my picture took with him. And there, whenever there's any good concerts on in town, all the rockers come and see it. And then they send me the pictures from wherever they live to show me how they'd been to visit him.
And it's universally liked, isn't it, the statue? It's universally admired.
I love it. I love going down and watching them all, and everybody admires it. You've got one.
You gave me a little replica, which is fantastic. I know it's a limited edition. But Philomena and Philip's children, have they seen it?
I beg your pardon?
Have Philip's children seen the statue? Are they happy with it?
Oh, God, yeah.
They love it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
everybody
you're saying, as far
it.
As you're concerned, no beer company is too... And you see, we're now discovering that the advertising agency and the PR company and the beer company say they didn't need permission to use Jim Larkin to sell drink. So I'm sure they could argue the same with Phil's statue, but you're saying hands off your Philip.
Oh, I didn't know all that.
Yeah,
I do know that when the when President Obama in America was running for his office second time, all Philip's fans wrote and told me that the other crowd, Romley,
that's right,
they were using Philip's music.
That's right. The boys
and
are back
I thought,
in town.
Now, Philip would be very upset. I'm sure he'd like Obama to get in. So I complained. I sent, and it went all over the internet and all the fans, and they stopped playing it.
They were using The Boys Are Back in Town, weren't they?
Yeah.
And you complained and to Mitt Romney and they stopped.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't him. It was his right-hand man, another guy. I think his name was Ryan. So when all the fans start telling me, what do you think? So I sent off, you know, how dare you use my Philip's music? And they stopped using it.
And he didn't win the election?
And he didn't, and Obama did. And only the other day I got a postcard from America... A St. Patrick's Day postcard, and this guy is a devoted fan. He's put Philip and Obama on the card. It's downstairs on my mantelpiece. He's put Philip and Obama on the card, and he's got all these people to sign it. And now he's sending one to Obama, and he's going to tell him how I objected to the music, to the other lot playing the music.
So Obama has a lot to Barack Obama has a lot to thank you for, Philomena.
Yeah, and I have a lot to thank you for, because I can remember about 20 years ago, you came down to Arklow, I think it was, and there was a band called Big Digger. Do you remember the boys?
Yeah, I do indeed, yep.
Yeah, and Brush Shields.
Yeah.
And I think it was my first time to meet you properly. And we had a fabulous night, and that was a night when we were starting to raise money to build that statue.
And you're a great keeper of the flame, but you're adamant, Philomena. If any multinational beer company tries to take your Phil's image or indeed statue and use it to sell alcohol, they're in trouble.
They're in big trouble. I'll put a spell on them. If anybody annoys me or annoys Philip's memory, I put a spell on them and they go down the hole.
Okay, Philomena Linna, thanks indeed. And good to hear you so hale and hearty. 51551.